The subject of this lecture is the eye of the storm, and that is where we see the world at present. This lecture is going to be an overview of issues that we have discussed before and a formulation of political themes in terms of the present and the future. When we look back over the last series of years, world history and American history looks more and more like a deranged science fiction movie. In 2016, a mentally disturbed racist lunatic was elected president of the United States of America. Then in 2020, we had the COVID disaster. Then in 2021, Mr. Trump not only refused to agree to the results of an election he lost by 7 million votes, but he sent a mob to storm the United States Capitol building. Again, this is like something out of a deranged sci-fi movie that has come alive. Now, it's important, it's really very important not to see these events in isolation, because what these events are the self-destruction and the failure of the American political and economic systems. It's very important not to see these things as some sort of good system that had some problems. No, it is not. Particularly since today, the Democrats, within, 8 months, have figured out a way to remind everybody why they got thrown out of power in 2016. That's a whole nother matter. But the purpose of this lecture is to sound the alarm about the mega series of crises that are to come. As we have said before, in order to understand the current system, you have to go back to 1945, where a lot of these deranged delusions about an American century and America ruling the world and everybody being an American and America was going to show the Europeans how to have a democracy. Now they've got a democracy. Isn't that wonderful? And so on. So these are really deranged delusions of a failed system. It's very important to understand that the American system was not a viable system and was not a good system from the start. This is a system that is based on both genocide and, far more important in many ways, ecocide, the destruction of the biological foundations of life. This has been combined with a huge level of deceit, talk about human rights, so on and so forth. Some sociologists have never been able to figure out whether America is a democracy or a plutocracy. We're not going to resolve this issue, but it's certainly an open question. What we do know is that democracy, in its previous two major incarnations in history, in Greece and Rome, self-destructed. Totalitarianism, dictatorship, these are the norms of history. Democracy is not a norm. It is an aberration. These are the facts. And facts matter. Now, history is governed by being compatible with nature. And after 1945, after the total mismanagement of the war by America, and after the lunatic decision to start a new war, the Cold War with Russia, in order to build the so-called American dream, a all-out war was launched against the environment, against the biological foundations of life. And what we have today is like a giant environmental debt bubble. Make no mistake about it, there is no serious desire to fix this. So this is going to fix itself. There's no serious desire among the political leaders to fix climate change. So it's going to fix itself. Now, as things have gone downhill in America and the West, what this has been combined with an absolutely unbelievable buildup of financial debt, so that the American economy today is a giant upside down pyramid of junk debt. It really runs on fumes. It loses money every year in world trade and is set up for a collapse, regardless of what the idiots on Wall Street who profit from this say. Meanwhile, the American economy, as we have discussed in numerous lectures, has severely deteriorated in terms of its strength as to what it used to be. So, what is up ahead? What is up ahead? People sometimes say these lectures are gloomy, so what is the hope? The hope is consolidation of power. The hope is ultimately dictators who are going to solve this whole thing. We would prefer that the democracies solve the problems themselves, but in our view, it can be pretty well called out today that the likelihood of that is zero. Certainly not going to happen before there's some tremendous crash. And the system is so dysfunctional, it may go on from there. So this is why we go back to our studies in history. We go back to the studies of the collapse of ancient Greece and Rome. We go back to the theories of Plato. We go back to the theories of the Arthashastra in India. We go back to the theories of legalism in ancient China. There's also an interesting aspect of Islam, of the study of the caliphate and the institutional structure of Islam and how that played into the greatest religious revolution in history. So that is also a factor. Now, in light of the grim results, we have to see how people deal with this. It is, within everybody is a will to live. We also need to look at the major religions as to how they provide a framework for dealing with tragedy. The concept of the shaheed in Islam, the martyr, material like that, the concept of reincarnation in Hinduism and certain aspects of Buddhism, Christians' aspects of heaven and hell, these are relevant. Now, we will say about Christianity, we do take a rather harsh view of Christianity because Christianity was deeply involved in creating the disaster of the current situation. Christianity is the de facto religion of America. And within evangelical Christianity, the main part of Christianity in America are incredibly destructive ideas about the environment and other matters. So we are not against Christianity per se, but there is a need to have a frank talk about the problems of Christianity. We wanted to make that clear. On the other hand, there are many good Christians in the world, and there are many aspects of Christianity that could be used in creating a positive future. But summing this thing up, what would we say? Fasten your seatbelt. Put your tray table in the upright position. Brace for impact. Yes, that's what's coming. And we need, as an organization, to go back to a lot of our studies of the ancient world, the concept of the pharaoh in ancient Greece, the concept of alternative and older political ideas from the monstrous system here in America that has created such a mess. That is relevant. We're not going to sort out all these different religions. We're certainly not setting up a rating service among religions. And it depends on different people in different countries what they feel is relevant for them. What is not negotiable is the restoration of balance, the restoration of nature's laws. These laws are not negotiable. They are not negotiable, and they are going to be enforced. So that is the template, that is the lens by which we should evaluate what is happening. There are also basic issues of social justice. You can't have 1% of the people having a party while everybody else goes down the drain. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense either. You have the greatest inequality of wealth in the world today. We are not opposed to inequality of wealth per se, but you can certainly say of the money bags and the plutocrats today, these people are certainly some of the biggest and most malevolent incompetents the world's ever produced. And these people need to be, they need to be removed from power. They are unfit to rule by just about every criteria. However, this is not likely to be peaceful. There's likely to be a huge amount of violence and turmoil. So we are going to reaccelerate our historical studies, and you should go to our website and learn more about the full scope of history, the full scope of political ideologies in history, because the past is coming to the future. Laws of history remain the same. Yesterday, tomorrow, they remain the same. Today's politicians may have the clocks, but nature controls the time. And they are just pawns on the scale. They are just pawns on the scale of a macro set of laws, laws that are balanced, laws that exist to control the universe, and they will be imposed whether the politicians want to or not. That's the end of this lecture.